When I lived among the monks of the Society of St. John the Evangelist, I loved the Psalms. We would sing them during our morning, our noonday, and our evening prayers. Over the course of a month or two, we would sing our way through the entire Psalter, as found in the Bible and in the Book of Common Prayer. In this, we were not unlike the early church. The church of the New Testament period of the first couple of generations of Christians had some hymns that were specific to Jesus, and we find them in the New Testament. But the majority of the church's hymns, the majority of the songs that the churches sang in glory and praise to God, the majority of those songs that they sang in prayer together were found in the Psalms of the Old Testament, of the Hebrew Scriptures. You'll find them in our own hymnal, in the very back of our own hymnal. If you have a hymnal in front of you, I invite you to actually pull it out. And now that we do most of our projection of hymns on the screen, this is a little unusual maybe, but look in the back. Turn to like page 780. You'll find our psalm for today, Psalm 46, our psalm for today. These psalms are beautiful. And yes, they are the music of the early church. They are the music of the Hebrew people. They are the music of the synagogue of Jesus' era. They are the music of the Christian era, the music of the period of Paul the Apostle and Peter the Apostle, the music of the earliest Christian church, going through a couple of centuries even. Much of the hymnody of the early church came from the Psalms. Didn't matter what you were facing, what your care or concern was, what your need was, you could find it answered here in the Psalms, in good times, in bad times, in happy times, in sad times, in times of rejoicing or times of mourning, in times of play and times of work, in times of study, in times of rest. There's a psalm for nearly every occasion and every stage and condition of our existence. That's especially true for those who serve in the armed forces. I can remember my dad telling me how important it was for him to be able to place all of his trust in God, either while on the rifle range, taking a bead on a target, marching in parade, trying to diagnose the malfunction of an aircraft's avionics, which is what he did a lot of, or running to the bunker amidst a Scud missile attack. Trust in God was essential to his existence as he served in the armed forces and reserves. During times of war and conflict, the Psalms have been a source of peace and hope for soldiers on the battlefield and families at home. Looking at the diaries of soldiers down through the years, it's instructive on this matter. During the United States Civil War, soldiers on both sides, in both the North and the South, used to write in their diaries before battles, and they would often fill their diaries with their prayers, and frequently their prayers would go back to the Psalms. And so from memory in many cases, they would write down in their prayer diaries psalms, portions of psalms, verses of psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Though I dwell in the shadow of the Most High, I abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Beautiful passages, Psalm 91, Psalm 23, and today's psalm, Psalm 46. A powerful hymn and prayer to Almighty God in times of trial and tribulation, in times of difficulty, in times of fear, in times where hope is needed, these psalms can be turned to again and again for prayer and for singing. These were designed to be sung. You may notice there's musical notation for the responses here on page 780. And you may have looked through the Psalter at some point in the past, and you may have noticed that underneath the words, or above the words, in this case above the words, there's sometimes a little red dot. And you thought, well, did the printer kind of make a mistake and drop some extra ink there? No. It's to tell you how to sing the words. Sing the words? Yep. Sing the words. Don't worry, we're not going to be doing that, choir. But I'll do it for a moment. We used to do this when I was in the monastery. This is how we would read the Psalms. We would sing them. And the first couple of verses of Psalm 46 goes like this. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea. You see what I did? Where those little red dots appeared, my tone changed. And we would sing the entire Psalms this way. And it would become a soul-changing experience as you would sing through the Psalms. They would calm you. They would calm a jattered soul or a heart that had been clenched by fear to sing through the beautiful words of the psalmist, to sing through these words and find hope and strength there. And those soldiers on the battlefield discovered that. They knew it. And in the Civil War here in the United States, both North and South, they would fill their prayer diaries, and sometimes they would write these kinds of words down. Think about it. For a soldier on the battlefield, or for a paramedic on the way to an emergency call, for a firefighter on the way to an emergency, for a police officer heading to a shooting, for a pilot about to take off from an aircraft carrier, excuse me, aviator, sorry, Navy, aviator about to take off from an aircraft carrier. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Wow! How amazing is that? No matter what you're facing, no matter what difficulty, no matter what disaster may be facing you, God is our refuge. And you can personalize it. God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Say that with me, and let's personalize it. God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. Not distant. God's not watching from a distance. God is right there. A very present help in trouble. Though, therefore, we will not fear. Well, if God is right with you, if God is our refuge and our strength, if God is our very present help in trouble, then of course we will not fear. Though the earth should change, though the mountains shake, in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult, Selah. Now, see, I mean, what's that word Selah? I mean, that's kind of strange. That's Hebrew for think of that, or imagine that, or wow, or golly. That's what Selah means. So, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult, wow! God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I know what it's like to be in the midst of an earthquake at sea. Huh? Yep. We were anchored off the coast of Hawaii. I was on a cruise there. And we were getting ready to begin tender operations to go ashore. And there was an earthquake. And the earthquake's epicenter was right there. And the vibrations from the earthquake propagated up the anchor chain. And the ship shook. I remember the captain got on and says, I didn't know we'd ever actually feel an earthquake while on ship, but it traveled up the chain. And the ship shook, and I thought the ship was going to come apart. And I remember I was standing in the you know how tiny those cruise ship bathrooms are? I mean, you know, when you go in the shower, you spray soap on the sides, and then you get in and you spin around. Well, when you're standing there and you're squeezed in between the shower, the toilet, and you're trying to shave, and suddenly the ship starts to shake. Oh, I thought the ship was coming apart. And the thing that flashed into my mind was this song. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea. Which is exactly what was happening. Though its waters roar and foam, that was happening. Though the mountains tremble with its tumult, golly, I'm not alone. In the midst of that, I wasn't alone. The nations are in an uproar, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Wow. Think about that. Even though the nations are in an uproar, and boy, nations are in an uproar. I mean, just watching the news confirms that. We've got elections. We've got fires in California. We've got floods here in Texas. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. The kingdoms totter. God utters his voice and the earth melts. But in the midst of all of that, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Wow. When that's the case, no matter what happens, no matter what may befall us, no matter what disaster may occur, the Lord of hosts is with us. That's good news, friends. That's good news to all of us. That was good news to those soldiers on the battlefield, especially in the Civil War, North and South, as they were both writing in their diaries and quoting this exact psalm. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has wrought on the earth. I love the next verse. God makes wars cease to the end of the earth. God breaks the bow and shatters the spear. God burns the shield with fire. I can remember a World War II veteran once telling me that he prayed for this night and day while on the battlefield with Patton's armies moving across Europe. His prayer was that this war would truly be the last war. World War I was called the war to end all wars. It wasn't. And so here he was on the field marching in the cold to battle, praying that God would make wars to cease, that this would be the last one. I've heard soldiers from the Korean conflict, from Vietnam, the Gulf War, tell me something very similar, that this would be the last one, that God would reign supreme on the earth and in our hearts, and that war would cease to the end of the earth. That's the prayer of every soldier. That God would reign. That peace would reign. That justice would reign. That liberty would reign. that God's presence would reign in our hearts. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Wow. Indeed. It can be hard to be still. It's hard to be still in times of trial and tribulation. It's hard to be still and to know that God is God. And yet that's what we have to do. We have to trust in God. No matter what we're facing, we have to trust in God. And know that the Lord of hosts is with us. Those who served in the armed forces know that. The Lord of hosts was and is with you. Was with you in battle, in your service in any capacity, and is with you now. The Lord of hosts is with you. May the Lord of hosts be with you all. May the Lord of hosts be with our nation. May the God of liberty and peace and hope and joy and love reign in our hearts and in the hearts of all. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And may God's people say,
in your prayer.